Will. I'm here with Jennifer McGrath from the Orpheum Theater Group. See, I'm getting all tongue-tied already. That's because I'm so excited to talk about the Mending Hearts Camp. This is the 8th year of the camp, right? We've spoken about it before, but I'm so excited that our listeners can get another opportunity to hear about this incredible work that you're doing. Can you tell me just a bit about the camp?
Yes, absolutely, and thank you for giving us the opportunity. So, as you mentioned, the camp is in its 8th year here at the Orpheum, and Mending Hearts is a summer day camp for young people who've experienced the death of one or both of their parents, where we use the performing arts as a means to help them process their grief and cope, where we bring the young people together in community to collaborate with one another, where we provide counselors and use a lot of mindfulness, meditation, acting, singing, dancing, and other creative art forms to really give them space to not only reflect on their experiences with their loss, but also to create something beautiful as a collective.
You know, this is an interesting and, of course, I think very needed and important initiative. When we talk about process and grief, I mean, how do the arts connect to that process? As, so many of us, I'm sure, can relate to just that feeling of going through that, which, you know, of course, it doesn't happen in any particular set of time, but over time and over, who knows, months, years, in this particular experience, I mean, how do the arts play that role?
Well, I think it's important to mention that the camp was founded by the Orpheum's president and CEO, Brett Patterson, who lost his father very unexpectedly when he was 7 years old. And he actually credits the arts as the thing that gave him a sense of hope and a way to process what he was going through and to know that he could still go on to create things and live a productive life. And he really wanted to give that back to young people in Memphis. I think he cites a lot of the time is just that his experiences in theater and coming together with other young people or other like-minded people or other people that shared things in common is what helped him to keep going. And I think, you know, one of the things we say at Mending Hearts Camp, of course, is that grief looks different for everybody. Everybody's process and time is different. But what the camp does so beautifully is the sheer fact, like you said, of putting a young person that has had this horrific experience in the room with a group of other people that also know what that feels like, right? That has a sense of community so that they know they're not alone. You know, at school, they might be the only person in their class or their grade or their school that's had this experience. But when they come to Mending Hearts Camp, they're surrounded by a community of peers that has gone through this same experience. And so even though their grief, you know, may not look exactly the same, the sheer fact that they're together in community is often really, really reassuring to the young people. And then, of course, how that connects to the arts, like I said, everybody grieves differently, but having an outlet to, you know, for some folks, it's about processing that grief and getting it out. For others, it's about distracting from the grief until there's until they're ready to sort of dive in and process it. And we also spend a lot of time at camp really working on healthy coping skills so that wherever each camper is on their journey, we can meet them exactly where they are and let them know that the arts can be a way to express and process these deep emotions.
Speaking of that community that is built around these camp participants, then what is the role of teaching artists and healing counselors to be able to address the very unique needs of each camper?
I'm so glad that you asked that. We have a wonderfully phenomenal staff at Mending Hearts Camp, like you said, that's made up of Orpheum trained teaching artists and then healing counselors. And so these wonderful people are kind of working in tandem, and the teaching artists are, of course, leading the charge on the performing arts side. So they're working to do the ensemble and community building to provide access to the arts and the different types of arts and training in the arts and skills that the young people can use to collaborate. But it's also really important that we have healing counselors on site. You know, many of the people that come to the camp maybe have never had access to a counselor before, and that's such an integral part of someone's grief journey. So the young people, in addition to their collaboration in creating art, they also meet in small group healing circles with their licensed healing counselors to sort of process the grief journey. And like I said, everybody is different. So we're also, not only are we able to provide that group setting, but there's also one-to-one counseling available for any camper that may be in need of that service while they're with us. And then, of course, resources provided for them to take with them once the camp is complete.
That's amazing. You know, know, over the course of 8 years, I can only imagine that, as you mentioned, everyone has sort of gone through this camp and their own process with healing at a different way. They're expressing it in different styles, also at different rates. I mean, over an 8 year period, I mean, what have been some of the success stories that come to mind when you think of incredible sample sizes of participants that have been through this GROW program?
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you asked that. There are so many wins, it's impossible to count. You know, we talk a lot, to be brutally honest, we talk a lot at the camp for, you know, some kids come to the camp and they take to it right away. They love the performing arts and they want to express themselves that way. And then we have other young people that arrive and maybe have never engaged with the arts before. And you know, as caregivers signed them up because of the loss that they experienced, but there's not really a lot of context for them stepping in. And so for me, we always say success looks different for every camper, but which is absolutely true. But some standouts are like, you know, we have young people that have been coming to camp. We have a few small contingents that have actually been coming all 8 years because they started when they were at the rising third grade lowest level, and they're completing as they come up through the program. And we have a few campers that, you know, maybe that first year didn't even want to get up on the stage, and now they're, you know, belting their hearts out, or they're leading the dance number, or they're creating their own poetry or their own acting skit that they want to perform. So really seeing the confidence build is one of my favorite things. Seeing is a success. Another success is seeing the lifelong friendships that start to be built. You know, we engage the campers and their families throughout the year, and we're very much in touch with alumni. And we have alumni all the time saying, you know, oh, I've graduated from the program, but I'm still in touch with so-and-so because they know what I'm going through. And so when I need to talk to somebody, they're who I call, you know, which is beautiful. And then I think perhaps one of my favorite things is that another component of the camp is that we have something called sharing time, where we bring adults who have lost their parents as a young person into the camp, adult volunteers, to share their story a little bit, to provide hope to the campers, right? To be able to say, I also had this thing happen to me when I was your age, but look what I've gone on to do, right? This is something that is going to be with you throughout your life, but it doesn't have to stop your life or define your life, right? We can live with our grief in a positive way. And all that context is to say that recently we've started to have alumni who graduated from the program be old enough to come back and share their stories with the present campers, and to watch them have the bravery and the vulnerability and also the skills that they developed at camp to be able to talk about that and to be a role model for the next generation. I mean, it makes my heart want to explode every time I think about it. So I think that's probably our number one success.
Wow. You know, when you speak about these young people who have, of course, in their families and in their experiences, seen some hardship, you know, what comes to mind also is the reality of financial hardship that may impact some of these young people and their families. As I understand, there are some scholarships available so that participants can be able to attend this camp.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad you mentioned that. So yes, Mending Hearts Camp has a fee of $50 per family, but let me be clear, we have never and will never, we do not turn away families due to an inability to pay. So this is a camp truly for people that need it, right? Not just those who can afford it. We do not want finances to be a barrier, part of a larger commitment that we have at the Orpheum, and especially in regards to our arts education and community engagement. We want to make our programs accessible, and finance should not be a barrier. So like I said, it's a low cost to attend, and even if that low cost is an obstacle, all our family needs to do is apply for a scholarship. We do not turn away any families due to financial hardship.
That's incredible. You know, I know that there are probably so many of our listeners now who may have someone in mind who'd be an incredible candidate for being involved with this program. And, you know, I noticed also that it's been sponsored by FedEx and Elvis Presley Enterprises. I mean, what does that collaboration and partnership mean to the success of this camp?
Well, I mean, we simply cannot do the work that we do without the support of so many generous sponsors and donors. So yes, thank you to FedEx. Yes, thank you to Elvis Presley Enterprises. And then, of course, there is an epic list of individual donors that write to provide support to this camp, and we cannot thank them enough, because the only way is that we are able to provide the camp at no cost to any, you know, to any family that needs it, is through the generosity of corporations, grants and funding, individual donors. So I cannot say thank you enough, but that is truly what allows us to do this work and ensure that it is accessible to everybody. So thank you to everybody who gives and who donates, and please continue to do so. You know, enrollment continues to grow every year, and we want to make sure that the program is sustainable and able to continue to meet every single camper and family that needs it.
This is all fantastic. If anyone's interested in, you know, being able to bring a young person who could benefit from this, or if anyone's interested in possibly giving out of their generosity to see the success of this program for 9 years and 19 years and 99 years, how can they get more information and get in touch?
Absolutely. They're going to just simply go to orpheum-memphis.com/mendingheartscamp, and that's also under our Learn and Engage tab, so you can go directly orpheum-memphis.com/mendingheart, or if you're on the Orpheum website, you can, like I said, of course, just go to the Learn and Engage tab and you'll see it there. That page can direct you both to places to make a donation, which again, we would really appreciate and thank you for, and that's also where you'll find the registration link. We have the six-day camp is for young people that are rising third through fifth graders, and then there's a two-week weekday camp for rising sixth through eighth graders, and registration is open as of today for both of those age demographics, and we really, really hope that you'll help us spread the word, because that's the thing, is that so often people are unaware of the resources that are available to them, so please help us spread the word and let families know, orpheum-memphis.com/mendingheart.
All right. Thank you so much, Jennifer. I'm so excited about this eighth year of this program and for the students that will be impacted so positively as this continues.